Right, so the next morning we went to the Pride 48 Brufkas.
I had an extra helping of bacon, although I heard Mr. Big Fatty saying he ate all the bacon on Gavin's little poking stick show.
Oh, really?
I'm like, you definitely didn't eat it all because I had like 3 helpings of bacon.
You just didn't know that you took some.
Please forgive me, Big Fatty.
Forgive you.
Please.
You should be asking me for forgiveness. How dare you eat bacon?
I'm not asking you for forgiveness for anything. Please forgive me, Big Fatty, for having maybe 3 helpings of bacon.
Wait a minute.
I think I ate more bacon than anything else.
Big Fatty for forgiveness and not me?
Yeah. What's the question here?
This is not acceptable.
What's the question? Please forgive me for having so much of that delicious bacon. I am a pretty big fan of bacon, actually.
Does Big Fatty have any sort of like absolving rituals, like Hail Marys or...
I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
Whatever.
I'll check in with him and see how I can be...
For the love of God, I hope
he's not
only... here on a show.
Wait a minute, I can only imagine what it would be, actually. I have some ideas about what it might be.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Please forgive me, Big Fatty.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2005 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 30th of September, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we got more voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty, and we're going to do a scratch-off, too. Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, forgetters, Big Fatty. Everyone, I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you are forgetters because Big Fatty forgot. Big Fatty, what else is new? Yesterday you were whoppers, and I forgot to tell you why you were whoppers. Big Fatty, but y'all, there's something that was in the newspaper on Sunday, and I wanted to mention it to you. Y'all, we're entering the season of doom and gloom, as they say. Yes, Big Fatty, you didn't steal that one from anybody. But y'all, the Burger King, they have got a hamburger. They've got a Halloween Whopper, and y'all, it's your basic Whopper. Whopper sandwich, but y'all, it's got A1 sauce baked into the bun, and y'all, the bun is black, and y'all with the orange cheese on it and everything, and y'all, it looks vile, but y'all, I guarantee you they'll sell a million of them. They will sell a million. Yes, Big Fatty, they'll sell a million of them. So so that's why you were whoppers yesterday. Big Fatty, could you be forgetter more often? Because, you know, some things just aren't worth repeating. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Hey, Big Fatty, this is Mags from Can of Gravings, and sorry I'm at the tail end of all this. I want to say it's been fun listening to you for so long. I had a great time seeing you in Vegas, and especially the pink carpet. I still get a chuckle over that. And thanks for doing the show. It's meant a lot to me at times. It's helped me get through some things. So hopefully you'll be around for the next 1,000, and I'll be able to enjoy them all. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, guys, y'all, that, of course, is Mags. And Mags, thank you so much for the call. Lovely. Just lovely to hear your voice. It was lovely to see you out there in the Lost Woods. And y'all, I got to tell you a little secret about Mags. Mags, at the underpants party, he was going to say, no, I'm leaving. And y'all, he ended up staying and sitting there in his underpants. And I was just as proud as proud as punch of him. Big Fatty, proud as punch. Mags, thank you for wishing that I'm going to be around for the next 1,000. Yeah, but Big Fatty's hoping he'll be. We'll be around for the next 1,000 also. Big Fatty!
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Jay the Hot Cub.
And Ron the Hot Daddy.
We are just calling to wish you a very happy 2,000th episode.
Milestone, Big Fatty. What a milestone.
It's amazing. Anyway, we cannot wait to see you next week.
We're really looking forward to it.
Have a great one. Love you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye, Big Fatty. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Jay the Haunt Cub and Ron the Haunt Daddy. Big Fatty, that we're expecting them a knock at the door any moment. It's true. Y'all, and first of all, guys, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice and those kind remarks on Big Fatty passing a gallstone. Big Fatty, he said milestone, not a gallstone. Oh, okay. And y'all, Jay and Ron, y'all, they are currently down there in the Sawana area. And y'all, they are driving up to Charleston, probably even as we speak. And y'all, they're coming to Charleston to spend the day. And y'all, then we're going to meet at the Dudley Do-Rights for cocktails after work. And then have a little supper, and y'all, then we're coming out here to the villa, and y'all, they're gonna spend the night out here at the villa. Big Fatty, this is gonna be so excited. I can't wait to go to dinner. But no, well, you're not going to dinner. Well, you've got to stay here with a squeaky kitty. Oh, okay. Ooh, y'all, that is just some vile lunch that I had. Fatty, it was very vile. But Jay and Ron, looking forward to seeing you. Yes, Big Fatty, just move forward. I'm sure whatever you were going to say will come to you later.
Hello, Mr. Big Fatty. This is Gary in Albuquerque. I'm the second fan, number two fan for 2015. And in true Gary in Albuquerque fashion, let me do this. Happy 2000 podcast to you. Happy 2000 podcast to you. Happy 2000 podcast, dear Patty. Happy 2000 podcast to you. Okay, Big Patty, I'm thank you for the first 2000, and I look forward to many more after this. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Gary in Albuquerque. Big Fatty, did he move? He must have. Gary, thank you so much for the call and the serenade. Yes, Big Fatty, it made me want to have cake. Y'all, Gary is the number two fan of the BFO for 2015. And Gary, y'all, just a gem. He's a diamond in the rough is what he is. Yes, Big Fatty. And Gary, you're awfully sweet. You're awfully sweet to call Big Fatty. And you know, I meant to say this back when Mags called. Mags says, "I'm sorry to be getting in late on all these calls." Well, Mags, you're about the midway point. Fatty, can't believe we still got so many more to go. I know, we better get to it. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. I'm calling to congratulate you on your 2000th show. Not that I know anything about that, because I've been unsubscribed. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all know I have, honest to hydrogen, I have no idea who that is. I've listened to it a couple of times. The phone number came in from a San Antonio, Tejas area code, but y'all, and I'm trying to think, who do I know? Who is lurking out there? Big Fatty, we've got a San Antonio lurker, and if it's not a lurker, then I can't catch the voice. Big Fatty, it's a mystery. Maybe they'll call back and give us another clue. That would be lovely.
G'day, Big Fatty, it's RT Cruiser, just ringing to congratulate you on show 2000. I'm sure it's just as much a train wreck as all the others. Anyway, I guess you're two-thirds done, which makes me kind of sad. Okay, bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is RT Cruiser from the future. He is from the... Yes, Big Fat, he's from the future. In fact, RT Cruiser, when I hit number 3,000, you'll have heard it before everybody else, and you can call the celebrity death phone report the death of the BF. Big Fatty, what makes you think you're a celebrity?
Squeaky Kitty, are you ready to party like it's 1999? 3, 2, 1. Happy 2000.
Okay, be ready. Yo, that's the crazy Mexican. That is Hat M. Yes, okay, we got it. He wanted you to squeak with him. Yes, Big Daddy. Hat M was the number one fan of the BFO for 2014. Yes, Big Daddy, he's a Volt Bacon. And you know, he lives over there in the Bulgaria. And Hat M, thank you so much for the call. It just means the world to me that you called, and even if you... Yes, Big Daddy, even though he only wanted Squeaky Kitty to chat with him, but that's okay. I see where I stand. But Hattie, please continue posting the pictures of the donuts and the cake.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is none other than is it Henry? Ooh, or Herman, maybe it was Hubert, or I know, it was Skank, hi, it's Hank, hey, just wanted to wish you a happy 2000, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Little girl.
Oh, what about a little girl? Big Fatty, I don't know. Y'all, that's Hank. As Hank from the, to say the least, show, y'all, he and Ed do that little show. In fact, Miss Bacon came up with an abbreviation. It's Edible Honks, or Edible Hanky, or something like that. I don't remember what she said, but anyway, and y'all, they're both just lick-a-licious. Hank, thank you so much, and I understand you went and purchased some Hank-E's over the weekend, and that you enjoy the Hank-E code. Big Fatty, maybe that's his formal name, Hank-E code.
Hello, Big Fatty, it is JR from the defunct Howdy Doody Pancakes, or real name, though. Waffles, and I wanted to say you're almost there to 2000. Impressive, most impressive, and that you light up my life. Calvin doesn't like me to sing, so we miss you here in Howdy Doody Pancake Land, since we no longer exist. But blame it on Calvin; he's the one that made us commit suicide. Bye bye. Take care. Congratulations on 2K episodes.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that is JR. Big Fatty, he sounds an awful lot like Hank. He does, doesn't he? Yes, it must be an impression or something. But JR, thank you so much for the call. I'm telling you, I wish I had been out there in the San Francisco over the past weekend. Well, actually, you know, I, as much as I love the two of you, I'm not sure I can take those crowds. I'll come sometime when there's lots less going on. Yes, Big Fatty, it would be lovely. But it sounds like y'all had a good time. Y'all, if on the latest, to say the least, they talked about going to the Folsom Street Fair, and y'all they ran into the folks that run the Horror Hotel. Yes, Big Fatty, I think they tried to win a prize or something. I think they probably did, and so we'll keep our fingers crossed. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I thought I'd do some of these scratch-offs here. I'm going to finish up these two from that KC in Denver. Yes, Big Fatty. In fact, Ed and Hank talked about seeing some folks doing some flagging, and it reminded them of KC in Denver. Y'all, we got two of these Making Bacon scratch-offs left. Big Fatty. So here we go. We're looking for bacon or pig head. Big Fatty. All right, here we go. We've got, what is that? We've got some sort of bird. Oh, it's a chick. And it's a fork. Not a winner. And it's a hat. Not a winner. And it is a barn. No winner there. And a bucket. Not a winner. And a cow. No winner there. And a grill. No winner there. Y'all, Casey and Denver sent me like a dozen of these things, or eight of them, or something like that. Y'all, this is the very last one. We hadn't had a winner yet. Big Fatty, I hope we have one this time. Last chance. Y'all, it's a tractor. Not a winner. And milk. No winner there. And a chick. Not a winner. And a bull. No winner there. A grill. Not a winner. And eggs. No winner there. And a horse. Big Fatty, we did not have a winner. Well, anyway, Casey and Emma, thank you so much for thinking about Big Fatty. Y'all, let's do this from Kingsley. I have to reveal three identical prize amounts and win that prize. Reveal two identical prize amounts and a multiplier symbol, either a 2x or a 5x, and multiply your prize. Reveal entry three times and become eligible to appear on our TV game show. Big Fatty, we hopefully will be on the TV machine. All right, let's see what we got. We've got $50, and we've got $20, and we've got $5, and we've got $100, and we got $500, and $4, and $50, and $4, and $5. Big Fatty, we were so close. We were just so close, and it just didn't happen today. But maybe we'll do it on the next two. Well, anyway, thank you, Kingsley. Oh, dear God, see, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, it's the last day of the month. Shalomalakay. We'll be in the October tomorrow. And y'all, the Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy will be here at the Fat Villa. And we're looking forward to that. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Ed and Hank from, to say the least, out there in the San Francisco. Hank, you know, I had specifically asked that you and Ed go out and speak to the folks at the Horror Hotel table, but I don't remember hearing you talk about that on your little show. What you got to say for yourself?
Please forgive me, Big Fatty.
Okay, you're forgiven. Thank you for calling.
You
take your pants off.
On the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.